The conclusion of this answer is there is a great famous authentic narration in Sahihain Hadith Abu Hurairah that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, I had the attention to order someone to announce the adhan, then someone else to lead the prayer. Then I go back to a people who they don't respond to Salatul Jama'ah in the houses, and I burn their houses as a punishment. The famous narration. The conclusion and the summary from this narration that responding to the Salatul Jama'ah for those who they don't have any kind of reasonable reasons or a legal excuse for not to attend Salatul Jama'ah is applicable on them to respond to Salatul Jama'ah, and they don't have option to not respond. It's applicable on them. As how you said in the narration. In the narration is very clear that the Prophet ﷺ make it applicable on them. That's why he said, I will return back to burn their houses, the houses of those people who they don't respond to Salat Jama'ah, even though they are eligible, they are able to respond to Salat Jama'ah. So, and this is the correct opinion of the ulama, that Salat Jama'ah is applicable on the individuals that they don't have any excuses to not respond. Excuses like what? Like traveling, like sicknesses, like long, far distance. They cannot attend Salat al-Jama'ah. If they moved from their houses to the masjid, after the time entered, they will never catch up. They cannot hear the adhan. So, a reasonable reasons like this will allow you to not to respond to Salat al-Jama'ah, even though for your situation is confirmed sunnah. Especially for those who they feel the iman start to decrease, because they've been in that kind of excuse for a long time, they don't gather and combine with Muslims in the masjid, so they feel the iman decreased in that situation. It's absolutely confirmed for you to respond to Salatul Jama'ah if you are able, to the congregation prayer if you are able, but it's not obligated. It's obligated on those who they don't have any kind of excuses for not to attend the congregation prayer. In the end, Allah Azza says in the Quran, "Man ahsana fi nafsihi wa man asaa fa 'alayhi." Whoever did good is for sake of himself, and whoever did bad, it will be against him. Don't take the religion rules according to your preference. This is called desire and hawa. أَفَرَأَيْتَ مَنِ اتَّخَذَ إِلَٰهَهُ هَوَاهُ وَأَضَلَّهُ اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ عِلْمٍ. The Sahaba, like we mentioned in the narration of Mas'ud, they used to respond to Salatul Jama'ah even though they are sick. Like in Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, we used to carry each other, even if we are sick, we used to carry each other to respond to Salatul Jama'ah. And I still remember the people who they didn't attend Salatul Jama'ah, they used to be the hypocrites. So imagine, used to be a sign for a good believers and hypocrites, the difference between them and them. The conclusion, my dear brother, don't take your religion according to your preference. Don't take your faith, don't take and practice your faith and religion according to your preferences and your availability. No, you're supposed to be available always for your religion, because it's your priority. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wafaqan Allah wa iyyakum.